This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The nation is celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating Republic Day from the Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who was the chief guest at the parade. The national flag was unfurled by the president, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. A 160-member marching contingent and 190-member band contingent from Indonesia took part in the parade. The parade was heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Acha with musical instruments from different parts of the country. The event concluded with a flypast of 47 aircraft. The flypast witnessed a breathtaking air show by Rafale, Su-30, Jaguar C-130, Dornier 228 and An-32 aircraft, and Apache and MiG-17 helicopters. President Draupadi Murmu hosted at-home reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the occasion of 76th Republic Day today. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries attended the reception. In a social media post, the president said that the guests enjoyed the vibrant artistic and cultural elements that were displayed during the event. Leaders from various countries have congratulated India on its 76th Republic Day today. In a social media post, Maldives President Mohamed Moeizu conveyed his heartfelt greetings and said that Maldives will always cherish the strong bonds of friendship and cooperation with India, which are built on mutual trust, respect and understanding. Responding to it, Prime Minister Modi said that he fully shares his sentiment regarding the long-standing partnership between the two countries. Bhutan Prime Minister Shering Thovge in his message said that India's spirit of unity and vision continues to drive remarkable achievements and inspire the world. Nepal Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli extended his greetings on the occasion and said that the ideals of democracy and national unity will foster deeper ties of friendship between both the nations. Republic Day is being celebrated across the nation today. The occasion marks the day when the Constitution of India came into effect in the year 1950. It is a day which reminds people to uphold the values enshrined in the Constitution that ensures justice, equality and dignity for all. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual National Cadet Corps or NCC PM rally tomorrow at the Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The theme for this year's NCC PM rally will be Yuva Shakti Viksit Bharat. During the event, a cultural performance by more than 800 cadets will be held, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation building. Election campaigning for Delhi Assembly picks up with leaders of various political parties holding rallies and public meetings in different parts of the city. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today criticized Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal of depriving the residents of Delhi of the Ayushman Bharat scheme. Briefing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that AAP leader and Delhi CM Atishi's family tried to save Parliament attack convict Afzal Guru. Addressing a press conference, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal accused the BJP of searching for the women to take back the money which they gave under various welfare schemes in Maharashtra. The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, suspended all assistance programs in Bangladesh. And in ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India stormed into the semi-finals with a commanding 8-wicket win over Bangladesh at the Biomass Oval Stadium in Kuala Lumpur today. India chased the target in just 7.1 overs with 3 shots quick fire, 40 of 31 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.